This post summarizes Ingrid Wickelgren's Scientific American article, Where Imagination Lives in Your Brain. The hippocampus mediates memory and imagination. The hippocampus, a seahorse-shaped structure deep in the brain, has long been established as essential for forming memories, thanks in part to the famous case of Henry Mollison, H.M., who lost the ability to form new memories after his hippocampus was removed. Recent research now reveals that this same region is also crucial for imagination. Individuals with hippocampal damage struggle not only to recall the past, but also to generate mental images of hypothetical futures. When asked to describe imaginary scenes, such individuals produce fragmentary, impoverished descriptions, in stark contrast to the vivid simulations of healthy participants whose hippocampal activity spikes when envisioning the future. Imagination is built from memory. Researchers argue that imagination and memory are inseparable. Both rely on the brain's ability to recombine fragments of past experiences, often fused with emotions and learned information, into new scenarios. Cognitive neuroscientist Donna Rose Addis emphasizes that this fusion sometimes distorts memory, reinforcing the idea that memory is a form of imagination. From this perspective, memory's evolutionary function is to provide data for predicting and simulating future events, a view supported by systems neuroscientist Loren Frank. Evidence from rodents, mapping possibilities. Research on rats has added powerful support for the hippocampus's dual role. Studies of hippocampal place cells, which fire in relation to an animal's location, show these cells activate not only based on where the rat is, but also where it might go next. These activations follow a rhythm called the theta rhythm, cycling 8 times per second and representing past, present, and possible future locations. In maze experiments, the rat's hippocampi alternated between simulating left and right turns before reaching a decision, suggesting a capacity for planning and deliberation. Imagining distant places and hypothetical realities. The scope of imagination isn't limited to immediate futures. In other cycles, hippocampal activity represents distant or entirely unrelated places, implying that the brain generates alternate realities or desires. Sometimes, the imagined direction of travel diverges from the rat's actual heading, demonstrating that the hippocampus can represent counterfactual scenarios that could exist but do not. Kenneth Kay and Allison Comery's work suggests this internal exploration is independent of immediate sensory cues, underlining imagination's self-generated nature. Mental replays and sharp wave ripples. Beyond spatial planning, hippocampal activity called sharp wave ripples appears during moments of rest and during sleep. These bursts rapidly replay prior events at 10 times their original speed, but intriguingly, some represent novel combinations of separate events. This capacity to synthesize unexperienced paths implies that the hippocampus can construct mental maps of possibilities such as shortcuts or detours, making it more a creative organ than a simple recorder of events, according to psychologist Lynn Nadell. Turning imagination into neural reality. This research gives physical grounding to imagination by tying abstract cognitive functions to measurable brain activity. Daphna Shawmy notes that rodent studies lend empirical weight to a traditionally fuzzy concept like imagination. Though rats' internal simulations pertain mostly to movement and space, human imagination extends further, linking not only places, but also abstract concepts. Shawmy's findings show that hippocampal damage hampers decision-making, even in non-spatial tasks like choosing between similar food options, due to difficulty simulating their appeal. Orchestration with other brain regions. The hippocampus does not act alone. It cues up sensory representation sites, sounds, and smells from other brain areas to compose both memories and imaginary scenes. Frank likens this to a conductor leading an orchestra, coordinating activity across regions to simulate cohesive experiences. Despite the brain's creative fabrications, humans typically distinguish imagination from reality. This ability may stem from integrating external sensory feedback such as proprioceptive input while walking with internally generated models to anchor the mind in the real world. Imagination, reality, and mental health. The brain's capacity to fabricate internal simulations raises a puzzling question. Why don't we constantly confuse imagination with reality? Frank speculates that grounding through external sensory input prevents delusion. As we imagine or simulate, our brain cross-checks these internal narratives with ongoing sensory data to maintain a consistent grasp on reality. The hippocampus, central to this system, generates the possible and monitors the probable, helping us navigate real and imagined worlds with cognitive integrity. Key takeaways. 1. The hippocampus supports both memory and imagination, synthesizing past experiences into simulated futures. 2. Imagining future events activates the hippocampus more than recalling past ones. 3. Theta rhythms and sharp wave ripples in rodents show how the hippocampus mentally simulates space and events. 4. Imagination draws upon multisensory and emotional fragments stored across brain regions. 5. Sensory input helps the brain distinguish real-world events from internally generated scenarios.